Blog Talk Radio. It's thinking. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe, and I have a question I'm going to get my co-host on right now. Hey, Miss Amy.
I don't want to do this. I think we should just put it off till next week.
I know. That sounds good. Okay. All right, we'll see you guys next time. We're going to get something. We're going to get some dessert in the cafe. No, hey, I have a question. Is Mercury in retrograde?
Not that I know of. We got a full moon going on.
We do have a full moon tonight. Maybe that's why the technology is just like doing it in the way that it wants to do it. Okay, anyway. So welcome to the Transformation Cafe, everybody.
Yeah, well, and this super moon is supposed to wipe away everything that doesn't serve us. So maybe,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that our announcer was rethinking whether she wanted to be part of our team. I'm just saying.
And we were like, start, darn you. Okay. You know, but that's interesting you say that, because I was sharing with Amy before we got live that I had to finish up doing some work today, and I was out on the freeway, and boy, driving here, it just felt like I had like washed my windows. The windshield of my car, and it was just like so clear. And it was so interesting. I just really noticed it was like somebody had cleaned the window. It was like, wow, this is amazing. So maybe that's part of what it is, clearing all that away. You know what I mean? That's awesome.
Well, let me read you what it says. It says it's a full super moon, and we're right there right now. This super moon will bring a major shift in our energy that helps us break free from harm, release the past, heal old emotional wounds, and move forward. We'll be pulling away from anything causing us to feel that we have to constantly prove our worth. We'll be refusing to play roles in other people's critical stories, and we will be walking away from dynamics with unrealistically high expectations.
Wow. It's like,
so does that
like
sound
slam
like what
dunk.
You were just talking about?
Slam dunk, okay?
So
I'm sure there's some listeners out there that are just going, that makes so much sense in my life right now.
Exactly. So let's say tonight, right, you get a clean slate, so you get to start over. So hopefully you're listening to this tomorrow, so you're in that space. So let's look at what are some things that maybe you've been putting off. So now that you've released all that stuff that kept you from doing that, let's step in. So I'm just going to we're going to walk through a process together. So I want you to think about what are some tasks that you've been postponing or decisions in some areas. So we'll look at work, your family, and personal development. Is anything in particular in any one of those areas pop open for you, Robin?
Well, I want to back up just a second, because I really want to talk about, we had a cafe listener that had an inquiry with us about how much weight did she want to lose? Huh?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Anyway, she had said that she wanted to lose weight, and Amy and I started having this conversation about, well, isn't it really about letting it go?
I'm with you, 10 pounds.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, and some people, and I say, was that all? But to 10, to some people, 10 pounds can be a lot. I mean, depending where you are and your goals, the goals that you want to set. So really looking at this losing as opposed to letting go, and like gaining as opposed to the loss, and having your perspective really, really change with this. And I'm excited that Amy is going to be walking through all this stuff, you know, with work and family and then our personal things that we want to do. I think I could look at each of those categories and really look at it from different things that you want to change. So, and I think
people
are that place.
Let's make this real. So, something in your work area, is there something that pops right up?
Oh, in my work area, really wanting to create more of an umbrella of just all the things that I love to do instead of having like one or two things that really pull me with just the amount of work and the amount of details and stuff that they require. And I think part of that is just learning how to be able to delegate.
We'll just kind of take it step by step. So you creating what you love to do. And how about in your home area?
I think in my home area, a lot of it is my physical home itself and loving it. And I really love to redecorate. I think redecorating would be an exciting thing to do, letting go of all these old things with this bright super moon and being able to come into, you know, because like sometimes when we have things in our home, we kind of settle. Like, it's okay. And, whatever. But like, what if I could have exactly what I wanted? And moving in that direction, not that everything would be perfect overnight, but, it could be. But, a lot of it is just, and I think part of that, too, is coming from a place of gratitude. What I do already have.
Right, about whatever you have. It's your choice to, do. And, let's go to the, the new craze, right, about, organizing and decluttering. If it doesn't spark joy, don't keep it.
Yeah, that's actually a feng shui thing.
Right, exactly. So, again, there's nothing new under the sun. So kind of looking you said the same thing really at work. You want to release things that don't bring you joy, right, in terms of what you do at work.
Supermoon. The supermoon. There we go.
Supermoon. That's right. We aren't screwing around.
It's all about the supermoon. Yeah, because we're in it right now. So I can't be to buy it tomorrow because I'm in the present moment right now.
Exactly. So how about in personal development? What's something that you've kind of been putting off that you're ready to dive into?
Actually this morning I was, I've looked into Bach Home Remedies for flower remedies and nature remedies with Bach and just flower essences. And I found them to be I've gotten some really good results in different ways that I've used that. So I ran across an online class that actually takes it to a different level, and I thought, well, maybe I'm ready to do that now. So I was thinking about, adding that.
Adding what?
Getting the program, getting all the different essences, and learning it in a deeper way.
So the Bach flower?
Do the Bach flower. Like I said, I've been familiar with it, but I want to just really invest in it to where it's actually a part of my tools.
Okay, so I just want to be clear on what you're talking about. So you're talking about a class about the Bach flower using those flower trees. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now I want you to kind of look in each area. What are your reasons for not doing this? Why haven't you done this? How about with work?
Well, you could get into a long conversation. We only have half an hour.
Top level answers, right? Just
The top level answer is actually I was talking with a friend of mine a little earlier today, and it was about being able to ask for help.
Okay.
Person, and that you just handle it all on your own, and that's part of the delegation skills of being and being in a place where no matter where you are within a job, having it to where you're working as a team and doing it together.
Okay, so. So in your work environment, asking for help specifically, too, in those areas that they may love that aren't yours to love.
Exactly. I mean, let everybody bring their best to the table. Yeah.
So that's a good way to kind of start looking at that, right, is try helping finding another person who loves the thing that's not your thing. So perfect.
Right.
And then how about at home? What is getting in your way there?
I think the same thing, asking for help.
Okay. That makes sense.
Making it to where your family, find different kinds of, things that people can be doing to help love the house and to be making the changes. Make it to where instead of me decorating, it's the family decorates.
Well, if it's all your home, right? Although there might be some areas.
How would we all want to, you know, put our own expression within that room? What would that look like? So we're all a part of everything. That would be really cool.
Very nice. Okay. And then how about in your personal development? What do you think has stopped you from, you know, doing this Bach flower treatment program before?
I think it's just something where, you know, you don't see the value of it until it's like sometimes in life for me, I know it's a matter. You're not ready until you're ready.
Mm.
So when something comes across your plate, you know, with like a super moon, it invites you to be able to look at all these different things that have been out there for a long time and seeing a new value with them. And I'm seeing a new value with it.
Perfect. So, so let's just take them one at a time. With the at work, what are your next steps to making sure you have the right people doing the right thing so everybody's in doing what they love to do?
Part of it would be really to sit down with everybody and to ask them what they really enjoy, or going around the table and actually having everybody be a part of the conversation about what we think, what we see within these. Because sometimes you don't see the things you're really good at. You don't necessarily know what you're really good at. So I think it's good to have a conversation where everybody says, you know, when you do this, you're really great. You know what I mean? And everybody can go around complimenting that person and writing it all down for everybody to really see. You know, it's like making a map of the of whatever you're working on, and having everybody a part of that, and have them be a part of that whole, you know, master plan of like what all of our strengths are, and then how we could bring them to different projects.
And consider, so as you're creating this map, there may be some pieces missing from your map.
Right. And it's like if we need to bring somebody from the outside who could add to that to basically enhance what we have going on and make it more fun for everybody, because so there's less pressure about, you know, having somebody fit into something that just isn't their thing.
So what would you call this map? Was it a talent map? Or I'm not sure. What would you call it?
I think talent map, yeah. Or like you were saying, you know, your gifts and talents, gift and talent map, or something like that.
Right. So
you know,
why don't
you start out with? I'm sure there's a better title, but you know, just to get it going.
Start there. So what I would recommend: get a flip chart, right? And
just
start with what you're seeing, you know, with the shop, and you know, because that gives you open, you know, to you know maybe more possibilities for the flower shop. And what what it is and what it wants to step into, right? And what, you know, I know there's some things that we've talked about from our travels, like, you know, creating a secret garden bathroom door and, you know, doing different things that may change what, you know, the energy and the work that's being sold there, maybe some of the things that are being sold there and some of the events that are happening there. So, just kind of start that process, and I'd love to have you report back to us. I love this idea of this talent map, but you're going to kind of look in at not just what to do now.
Well, I think it too is like, you know, you've done that before where you actually, you know, you have like a circle in the middle and then you'd have spokes like a wheel and have them come out from it and then fill that in. I think that's really powerful when you take each person and you start putting all their gifts and stuff and see how people can overlap with each other.
And maybe you support them, and I know you've got somebody who's an actress, right, who wants to be doing that. Maybe they can do some of that, at the shop. And
she could start doing a blog, so she's out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you might want to make sure. So that talent, you may be in the shop, but also support her doing it someplace else too. Does that make sense?
I believe work at that as well.
So I think that looks like so. Okay. How about at home? So you're going to do a talent map for the flower shop or whatever the building.
Yeah.
Maybe, right? It may even reconfigure itself. It may be part flower shop, part something else. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
so,
exactly. And, you know, and I think that's something that to be open-minded about, too, is like allowing things to change as you change. So it helps to really support you in what you have going on.
Mm-hmm. So I think, how fun now, you know, that you've been super mooned. It's like, so now what do I do, you know, after the super moon? Woohoo! All right, so let's look at home and making it really what you love with things around you that you love. That doesn't mean necessarily that you change anything, but your attitude about what's there. Or it may mean you do change things. So what will be your process to do that?
Well, I think for with my daughters and my husband, it was just like basically maybe everybody could like get some interior decorating books or something like that, or magazines, and maybe make some collages and things like that of things that we like.
I love that.
Yeah, you know, and even go into some like, you know, IKEA and some of these other places. We could just see a lot of stuff being worked and see what we like and don't like. So it kind of helps to see, like, okay, let's go home and see what we already have and how we might want to change that up.
Now, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm just throwing out some questions. So you have many different areas in the house. You also have
mm-hmm.
a porch area, right? So
mm-hmm.
would you all do all those areas together, or would you designate different areas for different people to do a collage?
I think it would, you know, just like we do at work, find out what people feel like are their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, see if they want to work together to work with something like, you know, like, do you want to work on the garden patio? Do you want to work on the living room? Do you want to work on the kitchen? What's exciting? You know, what area does it feel like, you know, you want to spend a lot of time looking at that for having it be, you know, just different options of what we could do.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And then with the third area, I don't know how you want to define this, but learning more about maybe becoming proficient in using box flower treatment. So what is your next steps to see where that leads you?
Well, you know, I'm going to get the program and to start learning it and seeing how that's going to overlap into different things that I could be offering with being a florist, with some of my healthcare programs and stress management stuff that I do, and have it be something where, you know, just giving them some information about other options of, you know, having it just be another tool if they want to, you know, to play with it and see if it's something that helps them, to have it be just another option for information of different things that are out there for people.
I love that. So can we lead into another area that I think fits with this and see where it goes?
Mm-hmm.
You're doing an amazing event on Saturday, and I'd love to have you talk about that. It seems like it kind of goes with these other three things, this new opening up, new ways of doing things.
So last week we had a show, actually 2 weeks ago, we had a show with Phoenix Rising Star, and we went through one of her books that she has, say, 5 Steps to Having a Delicious Life. And she's invited me to go ahead and be a part of one of her Zoom broadcasts that she does. And I'm going to be doing some flower synergy flower readings. So a part of the normal group that she talks to on a regular basis, there she's going to pick 3 people, and they're going to have pictures, and they're going to show them through the Zoom program that we have. And just kind of talking about nature and the different things that we get drawn to and why we get drawn to that, and going into just the language and the soul connections that flowers have for us, and how we're going to be able to have that be something that we can enhance as we move forward with this new moon. That's exciting.
Mhm. Mhm. And you're going to be doing something different than you've ever done. You're going to be doing readings on Zoom.
Yeah, and I actually just learned how to do Zoom today.
Well, of course you did.
So, you know, it just shows that there's new stuff out there all the time, and you've got free programs, so it's just a matter of investing yourself, not necessarily investing any, you know, money besides, you know, just what's out there. So it's exciting that there's so many things out there to getting people connected in ways that are simple and fun. It's just really exciting.
Well, and I think it's really this sweet collaboration that Phoenix is, she's just a little bit ahead of you with this. And really
mm-hmm.
honors you and your work, and we certainly honor her and her work, and we support her and how she's helping you to take your work to a new audience in a new way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So I think it's all part of that is, you know, and so that, you know, you're expanding your map, right, of what
exactly.
your work looks like. So
yeah, whether it's a new line from the center or spreading one off and having it be, you know, just different things. That's actually kind of the way that I did my New Year's mapping. That's part of what Phoenix's book is all about, is being able to take these ideas. And I really, haven't listened to that program, it was really, really a great program. And
yeah,
we're considering
I really,
having it as part of the Cafe Book Club. So.
Well, we're definitely going to do that. And I went through all 5 personally. Did you do that too, Robin?
I did, yeah, I did, yeah.
And so you do and they're very concise, and she shares personal stories. So you really feel like she's there with you. So you go through the chapter, and then she has a meditation, a visualization that goes with each one of them. And it's really beautiful. And I love the whole course of the Transformation Cafe and the recipes for creating a delicious life certainly match each other really well.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
So I do definitely recommend go back and listen to that show and start working on your recipe. And one of the things I think that was most profound for me with her work, what she talked about with your intentions, instead of saying, I intend to, you say, I choose to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that energetically, try that in your lives, right? So practice and do a sentence with, I intend to, or my intention is to, and then take that sentence and change it to, I choose.
Mm-hmm.
And see how that feels.
Yeah.
I think it's significantly different.
Significantly different, yeah. And I think that goes right back to what we're talking about, you know, it's the languaging of things and, you know, how words have power and being able to be sensitive when, you know, when you're around people, depending on what they say or they don't say, and even the tone of how they put things. Because, like, you know, and talk about, you know, losing something and letting something go as opposed to, you know, I'm gaining strength and I'm gaining the body that I want to have to be able to go out and do the things that I want to do. So it's just mm-hmm. changing the perspective, changing the way that I'm looking at something, instead of having it be loss, have it be something that I'm gaining, and having it something that's supporting me, instead of having it being something that I'm having to have a detriment. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, that seems so simple, but our body and our spirit are listening to us all the time, and I think it's something we really have to empower ourselves to really move forward in the way that we're wanting to be putting things out in the world, and really, you know, and in saying it, I'm claiming it. So it's really important that we put that out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to say it, but you're also taking actions towards it. And
that's important.
And not
too.
Taking
yeah.
actions that pull you away from it.
Right, exactly. And, you know, the action doesn't have to be a big action. It could be just a small token of something you're going to do. I know, but some people are like, oh, my God, you know, I can say it, but for me to do anything, it would be like, you know, resources or whatever. And it could be just even sitting down and writing something down on paper or going out and looking. Like we're talking about, you know, me remodeling. Oh, what would that entail? Maybe me just going out and looking at furniture or looking at paint or looking at whatever. I'm taking the action. I'm showing spirit. I'm showing myself that I'm willing and I'm saying yes to the change.
Amen.
And,
that's you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one thing that Phoenix talks about is, you know, she said, you know, when you're going to these motions where you're moving something, you know, all you have to say is, like, even if you don't know what to do, you can just say, I'm ready to do something different. And Spirit says, okay, let's start putting things in front of you. How about this? You know, you start getting these invitations for things to be able to look at. You know, that's one of the reasons why that box Home Remedy stuff came to me again, because I'm, you know, now I'm ready. You know what I mean? It's so funny how things come in front of you.
Well, let's take it a step further, because I know the insider information. You had some other box flower that the bottle broke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually,
right?
I had one in my pocket, and I did my laundry.
Okay. So
I did the
laundry.
You had
to go buy something different.
So
you would have used what you always did if that hadn't broke, right?
Right. And so, you know, I had a bottle of Willow, which helps you to bend with whatever's happening, right? And then I go to buy some yesterday, and they were out of Willow.
Yeah.
Right.
Time to stop bending.
Time to bend anymore. Right. And so what I wound up getting was aspen, and because I basically just kind of went by how things felt in front of me. And I think that's a really great thing. You know, they can learn how to body test and stuff like that. We've talked about that on the show before, but you can do self-testing and things like that where you basically create a – you can put your two fingers, say you do your index finger and your thumb together, and when you pull it apart, that just shows that, you know, that's not good for you. And if you can keep, if they stay together, then that's a strong bond for you when it comes to being able to test something, okay? And you just make that agreement with yourself. And then you could take a Bach remedy and you could think about it, or you could hold it in your hand, and then you try to break the, you know, the fingers, and your body won't lie to you. No, you
don't break
the link. You're breaking the link. The two links.
Yeah, please. We're
the
not that serious
together.
About it. Don't break your fingers.
Yeah.
That's not
the fingers are touching one another. If you can't, you know, if they don't open. and then you know it's a good link. So anyway, I'm simplifying it. You know, you can go on YouTube and look up body testing, and there's all kinds of really great ways that they have that on there. So
you can do body testing. You can go inside, and one of my favorites is it's got to be a yes or no question. You take some nice deep breaths. You go inside. You ask that yes or no, and in your mind's eye, you imagine a stoplight, and is it green, yellow, or red? And then you start
That's
asking
a really
more
good
questions.
One too.
It's not clear. Yeah. So I kind of want to, as we tie this together. So beautiful work that you did, Robin. You know, for yourself of looking, what are the areas that I maybe have been delaying, and for whatever reason, it doesn't really matter. And so what you did was you decided what in those areas, kind of in different areas, you chose your work, your home, and a personal development. You have any people that are listening, I don't recommend choosing too many, maybe, two or three. It could be relationship. It could be your weight, whatever it is. Choose something that you've been procrastinating on, and you'll know. Like I said, when you kind of get, that's the thing. So you decide on what you want to move forward on. And then I want you to think about doing some visioning. And I know, Robin, that you were doing that as we were talking, that you were seeing in the flower shop, right, this possibility. You were seeing at your home this possibility. You were seeing with the box flower that this could add to the work that I'm already doing. And so what we want you to do is kind of look at that vision, those positive results, the benefits of achieving this thing that you think that you want for the moment anyway, and you think about what motivates you about that and what makes you feel good about that experience. Is that correct? Can you see yourself that you were doing that?
Yeah, and I think came up with a really good point with that too, and that's something that Phoenix talks about is you may start with that idea of that's where you want to go or that's the thing you're going to be focusing on, but really allow yourself to be in a place where you can allow that to get tweaked or changed or modified. Because it's really important that you don't get, hardwired to one thing and then have it be where, a little bit different, this direction or that direction. Or, it could be a 180. I mean, it's just guiding you to the next thing. So being open to allowing yourself to have that be something that just is propelling you forward to the next thing. I think that's really good.
Yeah, a lot of times we think that's the answer, but it could be a next step towards the answer. And that's the part about being open and flexible. And again, the serenity prayer, what do you have control over? Make action plans, go do them. What don't you have control over? And be willing to be okay with that.
Yeah, be in a place of open to change. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really advanced work, I think, really living that serenity prayer. And, and start looking at what kind of resources, like you said, in your house you have already. You already have resources. Mm-hmm. You already have amazing talents at home and, at work. What skills do you need to work on? Like with the box flower, you're going to be improving those. And like working with Phoenix and the Zoom, you're going to be skills you already have. You're just fine-tuning them in a different way. And then you want to look at, as I'm doing this, am I being loving and supportive and a positive coach to myself? And if I'm not, that's okay. What do I need to do that? Does that make sense? And so as you're doing, you're just kind of doing that ongoingly. What's the vision? What do I need to do? Am I motivated? If I'm not, why am I not? Am I getting the support I need? And really, even if it's difficult, being in gratitude and joy about the process of movement.
So these feedbacks are coming back to you and really helping you to see them in a loving way about, just looking so you can look at it to say, is this something I do want to change? I do need to modify. And just making it better and better, and better.
And it's something to, again, wrong with that gratitude. Are you putting in rewards as you're going? It's like when you decide to release something or you decide to change something that you, and I know you're really great at this, your yahoos and, give us your laughter yoga clapping. Are you with me?
Very good, very good, yay!
Very good, very good, yay! So that's, it'd be that simple, So
it actually
it's a matter
your body
of finding
and it your energy. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And let's go back to energy for a moment. Don't be trying to organize something in your house when you're in a low energy point. So certain things take more energy than others. So save them for the time of day. Like you and I are both, first thing in the morning, we're at it. And if we try to do something late at night, we don't have the energy. So So
yep.
Don't set yourself up for failure by trying to do something that takes a lot of energy in a low energy cycle for yourself.
Yeah, you know, just know yourself and be. And self-care, too. I mean, you know, you can do so much a day and then, you know, maybe just organize one drawer or whatever,
yeah,
or one dresser.
And,
you know, find things that will feel like doable and then be really proud about the fact that you accomplished that.
Absolutely. So, yay, I'm really happy with what we did. I'm really excited about what you've committed to do and the process you're working. And so next week we're going to be dark. I'm going to be at an event with the Armed Forces Chamber. They're being honored. And so I'm going to be at that event. And you're going to something cool, right?
Yeah, I'm going to a special floral design presentation that's going to be in the local area for me.
Fantastic. So that, you know, so we'll both be doing that. We'll be thinking of you. And we're going to be back on March 5th with our favorite functional nutritionist.
Food guru. Yeah, our
food
guru is going to be back.
Katie Fitzgerald, we love her. She is going to be talking about busting food and fitness myths. So excited about that.
Okay, we just want to thank everybody for joining us as always. And again, this show was inspired by one of our regulars. You know, Amy got wind of the conversation and we talked about it and said, yeah, let's kind of explore a little bit about, you know, the semantics of words and putting that out there and being able to actually move it into things that, you know, whether it's your work, your home, or, you know, personal goals that you want, how do I move that into something that really empowers me and moves me into the next thing, which I think is just an excellent thing. So thank you, Miss Amy.
Well, thank you. That was a great fun. All right, so enjoy your week off and go learn good things about arranging, and we'll be back at it on the 5th.
Okay, and everybody else, enjoy that big moon.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Very good, very good. Yay!
Yay!
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.